Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, today is another milestone episode. I know it's hard to believe.
What?
Because we don't ever have those.
It's like, I don't know. I love milestones, though.
I thought you loved gallstones.
I don't love... Well, I don't have a gallbladder, so I can't have gallstones.
It almost sounds as if Derek isn't here with us, Craig.
No, that's Derek always sounds like that.
Oh.
He's never here with us. He's never here totally with
I'm
us
not.
At all.
Well, here we are on episode 49. Derek, why is today such a major milestone?
I'm sitting in Epcot
oh.
in the World Showcase.
Sweet. Where exactly in the World Showcase are you sitting?
I'm in the alleyway where they do the character training.
Oh, yeah, right next to the American Pavilion?
American Pavilion, yep.
Nice.
Have you seen any characters pop out there?
I have not. I've only seen one cast member go back through this door.
Has anybody asked you for an autograph yet?
They have not.
Okay.
You know, that is a great place to find characters if you're lucky enough to do so.
But it's, what, usually about 12 or 1?
Yeah, I found them at 12:10 and 2:10, but, you know.
Man, we should have planned this out and done this at 12 or 1 when Derek had been like just engulfed in
that would have been awesome.
In characters. It would have been awesome.
What does it smell like there? What are you smelling? I want to get the full picture here of what you're going through.
I don't know. Sometimes I get whiffs of the spray they use for mosquitoes.
Perfect.
You smell that's not the most pleasant scent I could describe, but
are there anything going on the stage over there?
There is not. I was going to go sit in there, but they wouldn't. They've got it closed. They only open it on the weekends right now for the.
But then you showed them
weekend concerts.
Then you showed them that you're a member of the Grim Grinning Guys, and they let you go over there.
They punched me in the stomach and kicked me out.
Oh wow, that's surprising.
That's your kind of right up your alley, there, Derek.
I know. That's like, give me more.
I know one of our listeners, Jamie Duke, was asking where you'd be, and y'all, it's weird because y'all actually matched up on the same days, same places, didn't you?
I've not met Jamie yet, so I'd like to meet her.
Okay.
Well, maybe you'll run into her.
She may hit me over the head with something.
I doubt that. We're not all prone to violence like you.
You don't have the shirt yet that says, "Don't make me go Derek on you."
Not yet.
So I know you're sitting in World Showcase. Are you eating anything right now? Do you have a snack or a beverage?
I'm not. I'm still pretty full from lunch.
Where was that?
Garden Grill.
Yes. So we were seeing, I was actually just looking at some pictures. So today is Thursday, May the 17th. We're actually recording this the day before on the 16th. And we were looking at Twitter. And go ahead and give us your thoughts of Garden Grill. I know you said you liked it. The dessert was your favorite part.
It was. It's.
Go ahead.
I think it's real similar to Liberty Tree. Little differences. So, I mean, but they're both good. And if you like the characters and don't mind paying $47 a person, then it's for you.
What entrees did you and Rachel get?
Oh, it's family style. So,
oh, that's right. I'm thinking that's right.
It's roast beef and pork loin, turkey dressing, some corn, green beans, mashed potatoes.
Sounds delightful.
Macaroni. It was good. Strawberry shortcake, probably similar to what is at the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Hoop-Dee-Doo!
So I really liked it.
Now, was all that grown in the garden there at Epcot?
Probably not.
But
it's probably been organically modified.
I think a lot of the food, well, at least they say a lot of their food is grown there in-house. I know the salad that they... Did you enjoy the salad? Did you eat any of the salad?
I didn't want to fill up on the salad.
Yeah, wise move.
Because I'm trying to... I had a little bit, but she came back and you couldn't even tell we had eaten any salad. She's like, "Are you going to want that salad?" Absolutely. Bring us the meat.
The meat. So out of 5 stars, what would you give the Garden Grill?
Give it 3.5.
Not bad. Did you enjoy the character interaction?
I did. Yeah, like I said in the tweet, Dale was about two tables away from us, and they bring our main course out, and Boone loves macaroni, so we put macaroni on there on his plate, macaroni, mashed potatoes.
And he had no time
he's
for
a,
Dale.
He's a carb heavy guy. And no. So he starts eating that, and then he looks up and sees Dale right there, and he's like, uh-uh. He starts shaking his head, no. So we just wave at him, and he gives him 5, and he's like, move along.
I'm eating my mac and cheese.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, for clarification, this wasn't at Chip and Dale's. This was Chip and Dale, right?
Right, Chip okay. and Dale, the chipmunks.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Not the group you used to be a part of.
Well, I didn't know that about Craig.
Yeah, that's well, little known fact.
Yeah, I'm a big. We're our family's untrue. Our family's a big fan of Garden Grill. I've always found the characters. I don't know, maybe more so than other character restaurants. They come around quite a bit. At least they have when we've been there. So,
Chip, Dale, and Pluto. We saw them twice, but we only saw Mickey once.
Well, let's kind of go back to the start of your trip. I know Tuesday we saw on Twitter that you left the house about 2 a.m. Right? You did make it to your gate and with plenty of time to spare.
Plenty of time, yes. I was glad that we had an hour to spare this time, so we weren't running up and the lady didn't ask if we were on this flight.
That's so good. So the flight was smooth, and tell us about your first day. Give us a rundown, the hotel, everything.
The hotel, we're staying in Pop in one of the renovated rooms.
Nice. So, and your thoughts?
I like them. I'm not sure if I like the hardwood over the carpet. I'm not sure. It looks nicer and cleaner, but I don't know that it actually is.
Let's just go ahead and say it is.
Because I had Boone spilled some apple juice this morning, and I wiped it up with a washcloth, and the washcloth was black when I picked it up. So,
that's not good, Craig.
And we did. Since we're getting into this, when we arrived at Pop, I went and made sure my bill had been paid, because I think generally if you have it called to cancel within your 5 days, they kind of just run your credit card kind of when they feel like it. So I just wanted to make sure it had been taken care of. And I told them that I would like to not have maid service. And so they gave me a $30 gift card.
Awesome.
Wow.
So that trick does work.
It does. And I,
even though you did have maid service, you just made that up.
Right. So I applied that to my annual pass purchase.
So you check out Pop Century. Did you get a snack there? Is that where you got the Aztec fries?
Nope, that was at Casey's.
Oh, okay. So you go to Pop Century, and your first stop is Magic Kingdom.
Yep. We get to Magic Kingdom about 10:30, but I waited in line to go in and get my annual pass for about 30 minutes. So
the line for guest relations was that long?
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Well, I think at 10:30, that's a time where a lot of people are just arriving to the park, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, there were a lot of people getting tickets. So yeah, it was a good wait, but it moved fairly well. As soon as we got in, Rachel and them watched a street party without me.
So move it, check it,
hung around.
Move it, check it, dance and play it. Derek and slay it. Is that what it is?
That is. I think it's fight to the death. Yeah, I don't know.
That's an odd name for a Magic street party.
Yes, we saw it again later on too. So.
Have you seen the Festival of Fantasy yet with the no dragon?
Without the dragon, I did not. We didn't stick around for it yesterday.
Oh.
Because it started raining, and so that postponed it, and we were like, we're not going to wait around.
They did that in case the dragon caught fire again. That's makeshift rain.
I think it's important for our listeners to know that Derek did not set fire to the dragon. That was not.
That was,
he was not there yet.
Before he was there.
Right? That was the day before I arrived, so I do have an alibi.
So you get to Magic Kingdom. Where did you use your 3 fast passes there?
We did Pirates, Haunted Mansion, and Met Mickey. That was our first 3, and then we got one for Under the Sea, and then we got one for Dumbo. So it was pretty good. We got the fries and the mint julep lemonade at Casey's.
How was
the mint julep?
How was the mint julep lemonade?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because I've had a mint julep over at Disneyland, and so I enjoyed it. Rachel wasn't so sure if she liked the mint part of it. And right after that, we went and got the pineapple upside down Dole Whip cake thing.
Nice.
And that was, I really liked it.
You've said in the past, too, that's one of your favorite dishes, is the pineapple upside down cake.
Yes, it was. That was my cake at my wedding. That was my groom's cake.
Oh, so,
it's a pineapple upside down cake.
That is right. Lots of noise going on behind you now. What's going on?
Yeah, it's starting to sprinkle, so I'm moving up to the American Pavilion.
Oh, okay. It doesn't rain at Disney.
It doesn't. It's because I'm sweating.
Oh, so people around you getting wet from your own sweat, huh?
That's right.
Wow, that's nice. All right, so what happened after Casey's?
We were on our way to Mickey's to see Mickey, and he fell asleep.
It's funny that at Tony's, you can't take your stroller up on the kind of porch area that's right outside of it.
Yeah.
So we had him down below the stairs, and he was asleep, and we're up on a bench, and we can just watch him.
Oh.
So we can see him and all while we're able to sit down, too. And a cast member came to move the stroller, and Boone was in there asleep.
Oh, no.
He kind of, I couldn't tell if it was over-exaggeration or what, but he was scared.
Well, I can't imagine why somebody's trying to abduct him.
Wait, Boone was scared? Boone was the cast member.
Oh.
He thought someone had left the child in Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
So any other highlights from Magic Kingdom?
We had a LeFou's brew.
Of course.
Like that. So he got to ride Dumbo twice. That's something we decided to do, was we'd each get a fast pass for something Boone could ride. And then we'd split off so he could
ride
it twice.
That's so good thinking.
Kind of a reverse rider swap.
Yeah. Just to give Boone a few more rides. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so about 3:45, it was raining pretty good. And so we decided to head on over to OQ West to eat at Olivia's. We only actually did stuff in the parks from 11 to about 3:30. So.
But a good day, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. 4 hours. We had 5 fast passes.
It's a way to do it.
So.
And so then.
It was still a good day.
So then you head to Olivia's at Old Key West, and I know you've been looking forward to that. And we read a little bit about some of your comments on Twitter, but tell us your impressions of Olivia's, what you got, and what you thought of the atmosphere, and anything else you want to add.
It was good. The atmosphere was pretty neat. They have kind of pictures of DVC owners on the outside. I can't remember if I saw those on the inside or not. But the atmosphere wasn't really a whole lot special to it.
Yeah.
But the food, I really enjoyed. The conch fritters were good. I had the Tortuga, I don't know, seafood stew or something like that. It was...
Yeah, I saw it didn't look much like a stew. Or it didn't look like it had much liquid.
Yeah, that was just enough broth in the bottle to kind of coat stuff with it.
Yeah.
That was my first time having mussels, and I didn't know I liked mussels. So.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
But they are good.
You did say the conch was not as good as what you could have in Turks and Caicos, correct?
It was not. It was not. It was similar, but not as meaty as they are in the islands.
Hey, could you do us a favor and just tell those people nearby to stop having so much fun?
Yeah, those kids are really loud.
I will. One thing I forgot to mention was that they got to meet Ashley and Joe from See You Real Soon.
Yeah, now how did that come about?
We were on our way to, was it out? Were we leaving? We were on our way to meet Mickey.
Hey, wait, is Rachel there in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Rachel.
She is now. She wasn't.
Okay.
Well, let Rachel say hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rachel.
One of the Grim Grinning Gals.
That's right. All right, See You Real Soon.
We were on our way to meet Mickey. They were sitting in on the Main Street area watching the Dapper Dans. And so we had stopped there and watched them. And once they started standing up, we saw the Ninja Turtle backpack.
And spotted it, huh?
And that's, Rachel goes, isn't that those people you watch on YouTube? I was like, yeah. And then she, I wasn't going to go say hello, but she's like, go say something to him. I was like, okay.
Yeah, we saw that you apologized if you sounded creepy. Now, did they have their little one with them?
They did. It's his first trip.
Well, that's awesome. And for our listeners who don't know, See Real Soon are a Disney vlogging couple who had a very popular channel and kind of stopped that just a couple years ago. But glad to hear they're back in the parks.
And DVC owners.
That's right.
Could you not get them to come on the podcast today, Derek?
I said something about that, and Joe kind of swung at me. I take that as a no.
It's probably because Derek was giving the impression that he wanted to get violent. Like,
right.
That's
right.
What it was.
That's kind of neat meeting them. And so did you kind of stalk them or just walk up to them, kind of like Matthew did Bricker that time? Was it kind of the same?
I did not stalk anyone.
I was with Matthew when he met Bricker.
He was
the first time. The first time.
The first time we saw him, we walked by and said Bricker rules and just kept walking.
Yeah.
And it kind of scared him, I think.
Well, Matthew being, 6'7" is hard to hide too.
It is.
People think I'm a stalker just in general.
Yes.
I think that's probably really a good way to see Matthew too.
Thanks, Derek. Just a stalker. So back to Old Key West and Olivia's. I was going to comment. Rachel's dish, I can't remember. It was some type of chicken dish, but it looked really, really good.
Yeah, it was chicken with mashed potatoes and green beans and gravy all over it.
Did she enjoy it?
It was okay. I think it had a little too much gravy on it for her.
So out of 5 stars, we know you gave Garden Grill 3.5. What do you give Olivia's?
I would give Olivia's 3.
Ooh. See, it takes a lot to impress Derek, Craig.
He does.
But still good. I mean, I compared it a lot to Boatwright.
Yeah.
And I would probably give Boatwright a 3.5. It's by far better than some things I've had.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Did you do anything after Olivia's? Did you check out Old Key West or just head on back to the hotel?
We didn't. Honestly, we rode the bus over there from Magic Kingdom, and we didn't really have to go around because we got to ride the bus so much over there.
Yeah, it's a sprawling resort.
It is. It's huge, and there's, 5 or 6 bus stops? I told Rachel, I was like, I wanted to stay here, but now I don't.
Yes, transportation is key for Derek.
It is. It may be number one on my list. So we didn't really walk around. We took the boat to Disney Springs and then caught a bus from Disney Springs back to Pop. So,
well, cool. You got to check out. Did you do anything at Disney Springs or?
We did not. We went straight to the buses.
Yeah. Disney Springs. We need to explain that to Matthew is where they have shopping.
I've been there. I just went there. Oh, okay. I've been there since more recently than you.
I just wanted to clarify for Matthew.
That's right. It is. And it's nice there, but we had just eaten when we'd been up since.
Yeah, it's
2
a long
morning,
day.
And we were like, let's just go.
Yeah.
Because we talked about just getting an Uber back over to the Pop, but the boat was right there, right outside Olivia's. So we just decided to ride the boat. And
he did, got to do
he
that.
Did pretty good.
Well, that's a long day for a little guy.
He seems to be in an okay mood if we let him do what he wants to do. But that doesn't always work out for mom and dad.
All right. So today you're at Epcot. What's tomorrow's plans?
Tomorrow is Animal Kingdom.
And tomorrow being Thursday, the day you're hearing this,
right?
Listeners.
Yes. Yeah. We will be in Animal Kingdom, and we will probably be not rope-dropping Pandora.
But you have a fast pass, don't you?
I do. I have a fast pass for
Flight of Passage?
That'll be on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I got lucky and got one of those when we were at 4:30 in the morning at the airport.
Wow.
Yeah, we
yesterday.
Did you text us at 4:30 in the morning? It felt like it.
I did not. I think I waited. Didn't I wait?
You did wait.
Yeah, I think so. I just saw
okay. I was like, I don't think.
But I would have because you've been so excited.
Because I could hardly contain it.
So
contain my excitement.
So you rope dropped Epcot today. And so what did your rope drop plan look like this morning?
Rachel went to Soarin' and Boone and I hit Nemo hard.
As only Craig could do.
The Country Bears is the only thing.
We went and got an AP magnet.
Sweet.
So got that. It started raining again, so we just ducked in somewhere, and I was like, hey, let's grab a magnet while we're here.
Might as well.
And then we were going to Figment, and it was closed.
Oh, so no. They closed
Figment
it?
Figment wasn't up yet.
Oh.
He needed some coffee.
Well,
that's what they told us.
Where'd you use your fast passes today?
What did they do?
I think the better question is, how many of the World Showcase movies have you watched?
Zero. I told Rachel, I was like, let's go make Matthew mad and watch all the World Showcase movies.
That would make me happy, Derek.
We have not.
I'd be so proud. I'd be so proud.
We've seen all of them.
Expose Boone to those movies at an early age.
My bigger concern is, how many times have you been to the ice cream place in France?
None.
Derek!
Our stomachs are starting to lighten up some, so we might grab some.
No Cronut?
Not yet.
Man.
No strawberry oolong tea slush?
No.
We walk by that, but we don't drink tea.
No school bread?
No school bread.
Who is
that's
this?
My favorite.
Give this phone back to Derek.
It's because of this family style lunch I had.
Hey, I can attest to that. In December, we ate at Garden Grill, and I thought I was going to be sick. It was not that the food was bad. We just ate so much.
Terrible planning. Your planning on Epcot Day should be all snacks. No sit-down meals anywhere.
It should be.
But that's where the dilemma with Epcot is the sit-down meals are
good. I know.
And the quick service meals are good, and the snacks are good. So what are you going to do?
That's what draws you Epcot, is the food.
It is.
You know, Craig, I think Derek secretly camped out in getting a spot for Illuminations.
That's what he's doing.
That is what I'm doing.
You're trying to get the best spot because how much you love Illuminations.
Honestly, after we get off the phone here, I'm going to... we're going to ride Frozen, and then we are leaving.
But you got to go by Club Cool first and tell them it's your anniversary.
Free Icy's.
We are not going to tell them that.
So any other, sounds like you've had two great days so far. Any other major plans, anything in particular you're looking forward to?
You're going
to
go jump the fence over at Toy Story and go ride the Slinky Dog.
Craig, we talked about this. You can't do that.
Oh, Derek could. I think Rachel could. Alec Boone's like crying. Something's wrong and you got to rush him in there real quick.
And she had to throw him over the fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that'll work.
I don't know what would cause her. What would happen to him to make her throw him over the fence, but we can figure out something.
So what's the plan for the rest of the trip?
Like I said, today is Animal Kingdom, tomorrow is Magic Kingdom, and then Saturday is Animal Kingdom again.
Oh, okay. And Animal Kingdom, like you said, Saturday is the day you have the Fast Pass for Flight of Passage.
Yep, and we've got Navi River today.
Nice. Now, Rachel and Boone have done both of those, correct? I mean, they've done Navi River.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Yep. So this won't be a new trip for them.
No, not new to them. We will probably be getting the Night Blossom, though, also. I may be as excited about that as anything.
Oh, yes. Yes, I wish I had a Night Blossom right now. Again, they definitely rival the Foos Brews in my book.
I only eat sweet food, seems like, so...
Well,
probably got issues.
But you not today. You haven't. All you had today is a buffet.
Well, yeah, but I did have a lot of the strawberry shortcake.
So you said no Hollywood Studios at all. What made you choose that?
They're down to one track at Toy Story, and that's really the only ride that we could ride with Boone. So
right,
it's just we don't feel it's worth our time to.
To travel over there and travel back.
I might make Matt a little proud. And we might actually have some pool time this evening.
Yes. Yes.
Or it might just be Rachel and Boone. Because
and Derek will have some bedtime to lay on.
I'll be going to Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I like that even better.
Until midnight.
Derek, please go practice your belly flops in the pool.
No, go to Magic Kingdom.
Pool.
And go to Magic Kingdom and get you a Casey dog. That's what you need to do for celebration.
Celebrating what? Just being there?
Being able to get a Casey dog.
It's a milestone. Hey, every day's a milestone.
That's right.
You're celebrating being able to buy a Casey dog. That's what you're celebrating. You can't do that every day.
Well, Derek, we don't want to hold you up too much. Just another quick question here. How have the crowds been? We've heard that, you know, early May, mid-May is a good time to go. How have you found them to be?
Yeah, they're not real bad. It seems kind of crowded, but then when you start looking at wait times and looking for fast passes, it doesn't seem to be all that busy.
Well, good.
I'd say it's pretty moderate. I'd say a 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there.
Well, good. Good for you all. So enjoy those crowds.
So May is a time that's recommended if you can get away.
Craig, you got any more questions for Derek?
I do not. I've enjoyed him sharing with us, and sounds like he's had a great trip so far, besides little sprinkles here and there. But sounds like you've got a great week planned. I'm excited for it. I wish I was there. I feel like I'm living through you right now, Derek. I'm enjoying the tweets.
Yes, keep the tweets coming.
And those that are listening today, Derek will again be there through Saturday, so keep following those tweets and see his live action going on there.
Yes, and do we need to announce our trip?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we've got it booked now.
That's right.
July 14th through the 17th, Craig and Derek will be at Disney World, and I'll be joining them on the 16th and 17th. So the Grim Grinning Guys will be down there in just a few weeks.
Look for the purple shirts or...
Yep,
just the logo, and
we got our fast passes made yesterday, so we are excited.
And super excited.
Derek's got and
that's the only reason I bought an annual pass.
Annual pass, there you go.
Well, Derek, since you're in Disney World, we're going to let you ask the question today on a little segment we like to call
Grinning.
Grinness.
Oh man,
it's even good over the phone, isn't it, Derek?
You can't beat that anytime.
I only do it because Derek laughs.
It's very funny.
If he would do it, if he had some kind of Taylor Swift voice.
See, there you go.
No, don't encourage him, Derek.
This is 48.
49, actually.
Sorry, 49. All right.
Hey, don't forget, before we forget, episode 50.
Oh, yeah.
Big milestone.
Monday.
Disney Unlimited. That's coming up very, very soon.
And that
soon.
Was a listener suggestion.
Yep.
So, unlimited budget, unlimited anything. Whatever we want to do at Disney, what will we do? That's gonna be awesome.
It is. Derek, what is your question?
Well, my question, well, of course, I'm going to go back to what you said earlier. If you're at Epcot during Food and Wine or Flower and Garden, are you going to do any sit-down meals? Are you going to hit the booths? Or are you going to hit your normal snacks? It's kind of...
Do you
see what I'm saying?
So is it a yes or no question?
No, it's like, what are you going to do for dining?
Oh, okay.
During a festival time, are you going to look to do a sit-down meal? Or I would consider sit-down or quick service kind of to be the same. Or are you going to just kind of snack your way around with the regular booths or the festival booths? So those are kind of your two options.
All right.
I'm going to say, after doing both, I think I would rather do the snacking versus the full meal. And that's only due to the quality of life after a full meal.
If you want to continue to stay in the park and not go back to the room...
So Derek's going to be snacking.
I enjoy my snacks pretty well.
Snacking. I'll tell you what I would like to do, and it's interesting because I just had this conversation today with Michael Harrison. They're going at fall break, and he said they are not getting the dining plan this time. And what they're going to do is they're going to get gift cards for snacking or for the what's that called on
Food and Wine.
The Food and Wine. He said they will be there during fall break for the Food and Wine, and he said they're just going to get each of them a gift card, and they're going to use that as they go around the world, which I think it's an awesome idea, and I told him we'll probably need to have him or Mandy on when they get back and let us know more about
absolutely.
That. But that's what I do. I think the snacking is the way of going, and I've done it both ways as well. You, Derek, like you said, you just get so full from and they're good meals, but I would rather go to Epcot for a meal and then leave and go to somewhere else than to eat there and stay at the park. I'd rather do snacks.
I think for me, I'm a big fan of the quick service at Epcot. I really like quick service at Epcot, especially Tangerine Cafe, Yorkshire Fish Shop, places like that. I'm probably going to go for lunch. I'm probably going to always go with a quick service meal, and not like a heavy quick service meal. That's why I like Tangerine Cafe, because the food's light. And then just kind of snack throughout the afternoon and evening. And then again, occasionally I go and I plan one good sit-down meal at Epcot and may try to grab one other snack. So you know, it always changes for me at Epcot. I know that's not a very good set in stone answer, but I think that's the beauty of Epcot is they've got good table service, good quick service, good snacks, especially during festival season. I don't find myself in a lot of festival booths just because I always seem to find long waits there, and I'm just less inclined to stop by.
My favorite snack place is probably Via Napoli. I mean, I think it's a
Craig, a whole great pizza is not a snack.
Oh.
We've been over this. Just like the kitchen sink is not a snack.
Well, I'll get to each their own, okay?
Well, I guess so. Well, Derek, we thank you for taking some time out of your vacation to chat with us.
Yes, I'll say this is, what, about half of an RTR then.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a live report. It's been a recent trip rundown. It's always good just to talk to Derek, talk to anybody whenever one of us is in the world.
Because it makes us want to be there even that much more. But we kind of live through you. So thank you, Derek.
Absolutely. I do what I have to.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for sacrificing for us.
They have been made.
Well, we thank you, the listener, for joining us today as we got a live report from our boots on the ground, Derek Newsom. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee.